So we ask this question: why do people do the things we do? Why do people do the things that they do? We know the answer to that question. They do the things that they do because it's their heart. It's what's filling their heart. It's what they're worshiping. It's what they're dwelling upon. So, as an example, if you are consumed with a life of comfort and ease, what's going to be the overflow of your life? It's going to be an overflow of making sure that you can secure your comfort and ease. And I'll give you an example. If that comfort in some way is jeopardized or removed, you might get angry. Okay? You might get very angry because you demand to have your comfort and ease. You may not see that. You may not understand that. But that's how you begin to ask questions and draw out these circumstances. And you can see, you know what? You know, I really got angry at that person because they made me change what I was doing. I intended to go home and just rest, and I didn't want to do that. So I got really angry. So you can see how the root cause or worship of someone is going to emanate and cause them to act in ways that are not righteous. The worship, they worship what? They worship comfort and ease. They worship this identification of wanting that. So we need to explore what are different things that people worship. I can say a few things I already mentioned. There's comfort and ease. How about pleasure? Right? Many forms of pleasure out there, but there's this worship of pleasure. How about sports? How about work? Money? You get the strain of what I'm going on, right? And people don't bow down to it as they have in biblical times. We saw in Ezekiel, where I think in many ways the worship of people were consumed with safety and security. So they identified with other peoples that had idols and supposedly that answered questions and caused security. In this day and age, we worship in many different ways. Maybe a fear of people, so you worship that which produces or gives you comfort in that, right? That fear of people. And these aren't in isolation, these worship issues. Never. You never just say, oh, that person is a fear people person. In many ways, it's like a molecule. These are all connected, right? These are all connected in some way. Someone who desires control, that's another worship, might also desire ease. Why? They need to control the situation so they can have their comfort. Okay? So there are many layered ways of identifying human behavior and seeing these patterns. And so the real goal of a biblical counselor, then, is to help draw these ideas of worship out. To ask the questions so that not I would know and say, hey man, you're a people pleaser, but that they would then in turn see that and come to a realization and they would see their need for change to that. Okay? So as I said last week, the goal is not for me or you just to simply pump truth into somebody, but you need to turn the light so that they can see it, so they can understand it in themselves. And you use God's word to kind of do that. We'll talk about that here in a second. So, why do people do the things that they do? It's because of a heart. We worship things. The overflow of our heart, it's the treasure of our heart, causes us to do the things we do. It's not like it's a separate entity. I want to be careful of that. It's not like you have a little leprechaun called love or called worship that comes out and does these things. It's who we are. Okay, that motivates our behavior. It changes our thinking. It's what we do. So whatever you're focusing on in your heart, that's actually what it's going to kind of spill over and cause you to do the things that you do. And eventually to your pain or to your joy. Okay?